Milwaukee County DA Michael McCann has announced he'll leave office at the end of his current term. Coming from a community where more than 100 people have been murdered this year, McCann has been an outspoken opponent of a GOP plan to allow the concealed carry of firearms. He's also blasted attempts to allow the death penalty in Wisconsin. Yesterday, at a news conference announcing his upcoming retirement, McCann said a disproportionate number of minorities are executed, while wealthy whites are never put to death.
I've heard it said, and I've never, has anyone ever read a story of a rich man being executed? I mean, of a rich white man. I've never heard of a rich white man being executed. I mean, I'm not trying to exaggerate.
McCann also says too many innocent people have been put to death. UW-Milwaukee Governmental Affairs Professor Mordecai Lee says McCann's words have traditionally carried weight for many of the 37 years McCann has been the DA.
Indeed, with the huge credibility he had, if only because of his long service and his moral positions and coming from the most populous county, he truly had a disproportionate influence, it seems to me, on criminal justice, and that will be missed.
Lee declines to speculate on what death penalty advocates will do next. They may have to wait a while. McCann will still be in office for another year, and another death penalty opponent, Governor Jim Doyle, will be around at least that long. An assistant Milwaukee DA that McCann likes, John Chisholm, is expected to announce his candidacy for district attorney soon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.